This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning, 64 degrees. There is rain on the way today, and it's quite foggy out there, too, so
yeah,
be careful.
It's a little humid.
Yep.
A little sticky. Humid.
All right, there are more. Now, I saw the story over the weekend, and we've been talking about it off-air here in the studio for the past couple of days, so we thought we'd bring it up. There are stories out there that right now customer service complaints are at some of the highest levels ever in just about every industry. And I'm talking about from having your car repaired to having a pool built, which is a story you know very well, Jamie. Just anything. You can just pick it out, and customer complaints are at an all-time high. And the reason they say is because everybody needs employees, and these specialized companies that do certain jobs are hiring people that don't know what the hell they're doing, simply because they need bodies.
And I think a prime example is a picture, and don't say where it was from, the picture that Carson shared with us of his driveway. Oh my God.
It's the worst thing ever. I mean, oil streaks up and down my driveway because of me pulling out of my driveway or whatever. Well, I took it to the mechanic, right? Had to get a standard oil change. And I've never had a problem. Never. And there's a new guy working there, and he puts a different oil filter on my car so it didn't fit my car. Well, I didn't know.
Right.
So I'm driving home, and I'm just leaking oil.
Oil everywhere. You should see his driveway. It looks like it's almost ruined.
It's
bad.
There's like five lines up and down my driveway.
I know, where you went backward and forward, and then it's like, oh, wait, what's going on here?
And you on Textato at 51059, you have a story too? Everybody has one. I went in and had some work done, I don't know, maybe a couple of months ago. They forgot to put a bolt in. In my steering, I guess it's rack and pinion steering, and they forgot to put one of the bolts back in. So I take it to another place because it's rattling.
Right.
I take it, and he goes, dude, do you know you're missing a bolt? Now, they might have put it in, just didn't tighten it. I don't know what happened.
Right.
But still, it's in your steering.
Well, yeah, that's
bad.
Well, and that's the thing is that this whole shortage, somebody was talking about, I forgot where we were, but she was talking about how her Chipotle doesn't have the drive-thru open because they don't have enough employees. So you can, it's only like the chef or the cook and the ringing out.
So you can only go in to order food.
Because there's just, it would get too overwhelming.
Now, we're not talking about supply chain issues where you have to wait for a patio door for 8 months. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people that are in these jobs that are doing things and supposed to be specialized that don't know what they're doing because they were hired just to fill a slot as a body, but they're having to train on the job, basically.
Well, right, and that's what Carson's saying is, like, he got a new guy that didn't know how to put in an oil filter.
Exactly, for my car.
Because they need bodies at the shop, right? And so that's, my girlfriend has just gone through this, and I posted it, and I felt bad after I posted it. So she hired this company to do some landscaping or whatever, and to put in a fountain and all this stuff. Well, I guess these two kids, they kind of don't know what they're doing. And the waterfall shoots out the back of the waterfall.
Yeah.
It doesn't shoot into the pool. It goes backward into the yard.
So it's one of two things. These kids, we're about to play you part of the story. They either don't know what they're doing, which is quite obvious if the water's shooting in the wrong direction, right?
Yeah.
Or they also are starting projects and getting so far into them that they get lost and it's like, oh, I quit. And they just don't show back up.
Well, haven't you done that? Like you thought, like, oh, I can do this. And then you get into it and then you're like, oh, I can't do this at all.
I do it all the time.
I'm wondering if that's what happened with these guys, these two guys. I watched the report, and one of the waterfalls that they built doesn't go into the water at all. It goes onto the concrete. Oh. It just hits the concrete. You were off by, what would you say, Shmadil, like 2 feet?
Oh, at least 2 feet, yeah.
You had one job. And that was to get the waterfall to recirculate the water in the pool.
How does that happen?
And it's 2 feet off, and so there's just a random waterfall with no drain over there. It's so weird.
Again, and if you've had any work done, you take your car into service, or you could just name whatever it is. Everybody's complaining simply because, again, you're getting this crappy work.
Yeah.
So. And that the results are just absolutely terrible. All right, listen to this story. This is what Jamie's alluding to. These two kids get knee-deep into a project that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. They collect money, you don't hear from them again.
Well, what we have is a huge hole where we're supposed to have a spa and pool.
That hole may be the most expensive one in Golden.
Our entire project is supposed to be $280,000.
These people are spending $280,000 on this
pool
and, yeah, just to get this put in.
In total.
How much have you given them so far?
We have given them $210,000 in total so far.
Now, see, that's part of the mistake right there. You don't pay that much up front, do you?
No, but I'm sure, you know, they got into it. They probably paid $10,000 down, right? And then the guys are like, dude, we don't have enough money to get the other items. Can you give us some more money to get the items?
And yeah,
like,
this is a bigger job
okay.
than we thought.
Yeah, and they kept going and going.
My wife will never, ever pay another contractor up front.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever. Because it's happened to us, burned a couple of times, and it's just like never again.
Josh Thompson hired Mountain Sky Landscaping LLC for the job back in March. Their company based in Boulder that formed in 2016 by Peter Churchill, but the company apparently has been operated by his two teenage sons, Luca and Shiloh.
Hey guys, my name is Shiloh. I'm 17 years old. We're going to do $7 million in revenue this year.
Now, wait a minute. If I'm doing a $280,000 job, with a pool, and a 17-year-old shows up at my front door, him and his buddy, okay? I think some flags are going to go up. I don't know if I write a check for $210,000.
I think they're older now, maybe. Maybe they're older.
Jamie, this report was just from the weekend.
Know,
what, they're 18 now?
I don't know. I think
he's 17.
I know, but that was a video that they put up. They said last year, no, maybe they're 18, 19 now.
And there's maybe 10 to 15% of the work done.
So why are all these alleged issues popping up, let alone the incomplete work?
They're going to have to declare bankruptcy.
That's according to a text message the company...
What did that say?
They declared bankruptcy.
Sure they did.
No, they did because my girlfriend is suing them.
So they have declared bankruptcy already?
Yeah. So
they're going to have to declare bankruptcy.
That's according to a text message the company sent to several customers this week, stating in part that they aren't able to finish jobs because one of their employees allegedly embezzled up to $500,000, which froze their bank accounts. We reached out to the company for comment by email. We went to their place of business.
Hello, my name is Bion Wang. I'm with Denver 7 News.
And tried them by phone.
This is a recorded call. Can you explain what's going on?
Yeah, I'm not in a position to explain that.
No comment was provided Friday, and their attorney declined one.
Yeah, we're at Disney World.
Oh, my God. I mean, can these people, I feel so bad for, including my girlfriend. So I posted this news article up on our Facebook page, and there's one poor girl, and she's just like, you can see she's panicked in her typing. You know, you can read it.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, no, we've given them like $60,000 and we can't find them. Is this us, too? And I'm like,
probably.
Yeah. You might want to get
The customers that are filing bankruptcy or already have, then, yeah, that person that has $60,000, it's flushed. It's gone.
And that's what I don't get. What they're saying is that because their bank accounts were frozen, right, because somebody embezzled money. That doesn't change that they did do a project that is on that report where the fountain is not going into the pool.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. But
that has nothing to do with anybody embezzling. You already built that project.
Exactly. I'm dealing with a driveway right now that it's just crappy. It's just absolutely crappy. Already paid for it. Probably not much I could do about it. But nevertheless, I can't imagine $280,000 project. You've already paid $210,000. And 10% of the work's done. Basically, a hole has been dug. That's it.
Well, I know about your concrete project, your driveway, and what happened. And I wrote to Judge Judy.
You did?
Yeah. They have a standard.
I need her.
They have a standard form. Yeah. That, did you know this? And you can just fill it out. And
no.
And so I put your email. So look for it.
So you can nominate yourself.
Yeah. You can totally put what's going on.
Yeah.
You write it all down and the cost and what you've lost and all that. And then they said, we will contact you if we are interested in pursuing this.
Oh, man. And I love Judge Judy. She's loaded and she's hot. You know, this particular case here could make a TV show like that. Because you're talking about so much money here.
That could make a freaking documentary.
Yeah.
That's bad. My girlfriend just texted me. She's like, I'm glad you're talking about them. But, I mean, they've had nothing but a headache and heartache. They just wanted this whole thing. You know, it's the pandemic. It was already hard enough to get the pool done. A different company, thank God, did their pool. But these guys, those two yahoos, did their fountain and it squirts out the back.
Which confuses me about these two guys, the two teenagers that we just played you the audio of, because they did do that project for her, even though it's crappy and it shoots out the back. They did finish it, okay? Mm-hmm. They did. So they didn't go in with the, I guess, with the absolute knowing
malice
that they're going to go in there and we're going to start the job, we're going to collect some checks and they'll never hear from us again,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
because it appears that way with this other story that maybe they went in there that way, but then again, maybe they just got in over their head. They're a couple of teenagers.
Well, yeah, they're not engineers, right? And so when they built the other guy's pool, that waterfall just kills me. The fact that they did not measure.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I just feel like it's a public service announcement I should make, Jamie, with the what I was telling you off air.
You know what it tells me?
What?
That you ride your bike sitting down.
According to some, I guess, experts, doctors, whatever, if you're a guy and you ride a bicycle quite often, and you know what I'm talking about, the kind of the competitive looking bicycles, you know, with that seat that's a little super skinny, that seat.
And they wear the jerseys and everything.
Now, nobody thought you were thinking of a bling bling bike.
Yeah, it's not necessarily.
If you're a cyclist.
Yeah, if you're a cyclist and you're a dude, they're telling you you need to stand up at least every 10 minutes, maybe even more than that, because if you don't, it's going to affect your, you won't be able to get it. Get it going.
And so BJ rides his bike sitting down.
No, this isn't about me. I don't ride a bike. I'm not competitive when it comes to that. But they are saying that it affects your sperm count, which can have babies. And then also you wouldn't be able to even get going at all.
Right. And so here's my question. How did they study this? Did they put out a survey like, hey, do you ride a bike? And here's me. Yes. Hey, do you have a problem popping a wheelie?
You know how long it's been since I played that sound effect? I love it. I look for any story I can just to play it.
Oh, my God. And then the guy's like, okay, I do. And then they say, how many times do you stand up on your bike? I mean, some of these things I don't get.
No, but I've been on those bikes. Not often. I'm not a biking kind of person, but I have been on them, and they're very uncomfortable. They are made for women. They're not made for guys.
I think they're uncomfortable for both.
Do you?
Yeah.
That seat just goes into your butt. You know, the little two little butt bones that right there? What are those? The two little butt bones on each
assumed,
side.
I just assumed you ladies liked it.
Oh my God.
The seat, the seat.
No,
I'm just thinking.
No, it eats through your butt bones, those two bones on each side of your cheek.
I don't know. I mean, I've never really gone around asking the question, but I just assumed that.
Hey, do you like how sore your butt bones are? No, it's just that ache. It is awful.
A lot of bikers have like the padded shorts that they have to wear because it's so uncomfortable.
But it still
the
doesn't
worst,
help.
It's the worst design ever.
Oh, I know.
Because it's uncomfortable for everybody.
We need a banana
seat. Yes.
Now that I would enjoy.
Exactly right. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show 64 right now. Rain on the way today. We'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Since we were just talking about studies or whatnot, this one is interesting. I should be happy because there's a dog in our neighborhood at 6 a.m., you know, we only get to sleep in Saturdays and Sundays, right? Mm-hmm. There's a dog that decides to bark every Saturday at 6 a.m.
Neighbor's dog?
Uh-huh.
Have you spoken to?
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna be that person.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
I don't get involved in that. You know, it's like whatever. But I'm supposed to be happy because listen to this. It says neighborhoods which are home to more dogs experience less crime.
I believe that.
I do too.
Yeah,
because that dog does sound mean.
when I had the four dogs, now I'm down to a couple, but they would just go nuts anytime they hear anybody at the door. And I think that kept people away.
Yeah, it says it does. And they found, I don't know how they did the study, but neighborhoods with that. So I am thankful for my 6 a.m. dog.
Yeah.
Thank you, neighbor. Awesome. All right. The other thing I wanted to tell you. So yesterday I had a crap day. I don't know what happened with AAA. They have this new system and they couldn't figure out how to get my car. And I was sitting in a parking lot for 3 hours and it was a nightmare. And they kept canceling my service. And then Thomas, a really nice guy with AAA Colorado, was like, I'm really sorry. And a tow truck will be there right now.
You know what? And I feel like that was an off day for AAA.
Yeah.
Because every time I've ever used them, they're unbelievable. They are on time. They know what they're doing. They don't jerk you around. I mean, it's a great service. I love AAA.
It's because of this new program that they implemented.
Oh.
So that's what's...
You mean a computer program?
Yeah.
That dispatches people out?
Yeah. And so I guess it's had problems, and so they're going to fix that.
And they use, like, third parties now, too. It's a whole bunch of people.
Somebody wrote a program. It's not that good. Anyway, so I had a crap day, right? So I finally get home at 6 o'clock, and I'm like, I'm not doing anything today. I am done with life. I'm so angry. My son brought me a Subway sandwich, my favorite one. I was like, thank you, son. And he's like, you just had a bad day, Mom. I'm like, okay. So he went out and whatever. And I'm like, I'm just doing Jamie Day.
Yeah, you know, and when you have that type of frustration that you're having a car problem, you're stuck at a strip mall, you're doing this, it wears you out.
Oh, it does. Yep.
It does. You're tired.
I was actually in tears. I was just so done with life. And so I'm like, I'm doing Jamie Day, and I'm just going to watch Bravo. Well, there was nothing freaking on. Mm-hmm. It was reruns. So I went into my Netflix, and I looked for documentaries, and I did not know that Lady Gaga is only 5'2".
Really?
Yeah.
She said, sure.
Yeah, I guess so. It's called Lady Gaga 5'2".
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so I watched the Lady Gaga documentary. Why are celebrities so dramatic when they don't feel good?
What do you mean?
So I guess she broke her hip, but now she has radiating pain from her toe to her shoulder, and then her face goes numb.
Yeah.
So it's like a chronic thing.
That's a horrible condition.
It's awful. And she lays there on the couch and cries, and then she has all these people packing her with ice and rubbing her and doing all this stuff, and I'm like, that's not how normal people get treated when you have chronic pain.
Yeah.
No, you know, not at all.
I'm with you because I felt that way over the weekend. We talked about this last hour with that whole Travis Barker thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he played that up like the guy was literally taking his last breath. Get to the hospital as soon as you can because this guy is dying.
Right?
That's the way he played it up. And it turned out it was pancreas.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was that big of a deal, actually.
Well, it's just weird because I like Lady Gaga. I was just like... Dude, none of us that have any kind of shoulder pain or finger pain or whatever get like 8 people working on you and ice packs and she's like, oh, it's so bad.
Waiting on you hand and foot.
But it's not just celebrities because we all know that person that when they get an ache and pain. And for an example, BJ. He gets a bad back.
Oh, my God. We should always have that audio available. Always.
Spadil, we really do have to bookmark that.
Yeah, because...
I'm telling you, this is one of the best acting jobs I've ever done. I'm quite proud of this moment, actually.
You were Lady Gaga.
Yeah, me and Lady Gaga. But we all know those people that every little ache and pain... is just so magnified. It's unbelievable. They milk it for everything it's got.
Yeah. You know what was sad? The saddest part is her crying. This is Lady Gaga, the documentary. I know I'm late on the scene with the documentary because it's been out for a while. But she cries all the time about how lonely she is. And she's like, I have this huge house, but then there's nobody here. So I think she did hook up with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
I do. Like, based on that.
What makes you think that, just based on that?
Because she's so like
needy.
Yes.
Well, if she's that lonely, any sort of attention that's thrown her way, she's like, oh, hey, yes, give me more.
I don't know.
Ma'am, I don't know. Bradley Cooper, I mean, he's a big deal. I mean, yeah, good looking guy, good, you know. Looking,
yeah.
And she's one of those people that she has her good days and bad days. You know? There are days that she looks pretty good.
Oh, my okay. God.
There are no, days he's not that wrong. She looks like crap. The whole documentary, it is bizarre because you're not wrong. In this documentary, some days you're like, dude, she is drop dead gorgeous.
Yes.
And then some days, the way they do her makeup, you're like, oof.
Exactly.
What were you thinking?
Lady Gaga, yeah. There are people out that have that, you know, that when they're made up and they're done right, they look absolutely stunning. But then you catch them on an off day and it's like, ooh, man, what was I seeing? You know?
Well,
I mean, one of the Jenner girls does that.
Yeah.
Well, I forget which one it is because I don't keep up with it that much. But one of them that we've seen many pictures of her without the makeup and whatever.
It's Kylie.
And it's nowhere near what she looks like with the makeup.
Like that lady when I went into that office and she goes, you're you? And I said, yeah. And she goes, ooh, you should wear makeup.
What?
Oh.
Well, you do have your days.
Wow.
No, I'm just saying,
the lady
Jamie.
Already
I noticed,
told me.
I noticed,
you don't have to tell me.
There are days that you.
It's the bad days.
It's like you don't care some days.
I have bad days. One day, Shabadell said, dude, what is going on with your eyebrows today? And I go, it was early. It was just, I made a unibrow on purpose. I just put it all the way across. Just that brow pencil just whing. Because I had a brow pencil. You guys don't even know. And I rubbed it like this. And so it smeared. And so I'd smear between my two eyebrows. Mm. So it looked like a unibrow. It was hot.
Really? And he pointed it out to you.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and
we're a very honest show.
To go further with this, you know, I admire people that are ugly and own it.
You're great at me when you said that.
Oh my God.
I'm not looking at you. I'm just looking out over the horizon.
No, you're looking at the horizon.
Yeah, he's not ugly.
I'm not saying he is. I'm saying people that are ugly and own it, I admire that.
But you keep looking at him. That time
I looked at the door.
Oh my God.
I did not. I did not. Shabadell, you're a good looking man. Hot, in fact. Hot. Oh. You could be a Chippendale. You're hot.
Oh my God, what are you doing? You're such a. Anyway, I spent way too much time on Lady Gaga.
Who cares?
Rihanna they've announced Forbes' list of wealthiest chickaroos, and Rihanna is the youngest ever self-made billionaire. Kylie's going to flip a lid because Kylie, a couple years ago, was named the youngest self-made billionaire. But they determined, this is Forbes, that because she had Kardashian money as a startup, that didn't count. Mm-hmm. Because that's not self-made when you have that kind of money to put into a company.
Yeah, you're already living in a mansion.
Yeah. And that's not a startup, you know, a true startup where you take out a loan, like, you know, the American dream. And so, but Rihanna actually started her career singing and then became a billionaire.
Yeah, and I think she came from a very poor family in Barbados, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
So, good for her. What? See, it's the spider bite.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I had a spider bite, you guys. Did I tell you I had a spider bite?
I think it's affecting your motor skills.
I do too.
I really do.
I do too. Did you find the thing of his back?
I did.
All right. By the way, this is BJ.
What?
Yo, guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't going to happen. Oh, my back. Which I told Mike about yesterday. I had bearings walk and stand up. I got up this morning trying to get out the door. It ain't gonna happen. I'm gonna have to take the day and weekend to try to. Oh, man.
How do the Emmys overlook something like that? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, that's one of the greatest performances of a lifetime right there. And I pulled it off, you know, complete with a video. That had a video with it, too.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Yeah, the video is awesome.
I mean, it really sold it with the video.
Well, because he's like bent over like this. Oh. Yeah.
You can see the pain on my face. It's really good.
I was just waiting for you to fall and the phone just flips out of your hand.
Done that.
And then you get your crawling to the phone.
That would have been
I thought about that, but I thought you guys would buy it so much you'd call 911 and they would show up at my house. So I didn't want to over. There's that threshold that you gotta maintain.
Don't want to push it too far.
All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.